And I heard what was like the sound of a vast multitude, and like the sound of many waters, and like the sound of loud thunders, saying, Hallelujah! Because the Lord our God, the Almighty, has come to reign. Let us rejoice and be glad and give him glory. For the marriage of the Lamb has come, and his wife has prepared herself. And fine linen, bright and clean, was given to her to wear, because the fine linen is the righteous work of the saints. And he says to me, Write, blessed are they that are invited to the wedding feast of the Lamb. And he says to me, These words of God are true. And I fell down at his feet to worship him. And he says to me, No, I am a fellow servant of yours and of your brothers who have the witness of Jesus. Worship God, for the witness of Jesus is the spirit of prophecy. And I saw heaven opened, and behold, a white horse, and the one sitting on it is called Faithful and True, and with justice he judges and makes war. His eyes are like a flame of fire, and on his head are many diadems, and he has a name written which no one knows except himself. He is clothed with a cloak dipped in blood, and his name has been called the Word of God. And on white horses the armies of heaven followed him, clothed in fine linen, white and clean. And out of his mouth comes a sharp sword, so that with it he may strike the nations, and he will shepherd them with a rod of iron. And he treads the winepress for the wine of the passion of the anger of Almighty God. And on the cloak and on his banner a title is written, King of Kings and Lord of Lords. And I saw one angel standing in the sun, and he cried out with a loud voice, saying to all the birds flying in mid-heaven, Come, assemble for the great feast of God, to eat the flesh of rulers and the flesh of military officers, and the flesh of strong men and the flesh of horses and of their riders, and the flesh of all people, both free men and servants, both small and great. And I saw the beast and the rulers of the earth and their armies assembled to make war against the one sitting on the horse and against his army. And the beast was captured, and with him the false prophet who performed the signs in front of him, by which he deceived those who had received the mark of the beast and those who worshipped his image. The two were thrown alive into the lake of fire burning with sulphur. And the rest were killed by the sword that comes out of the mouth of the one sitting on the horse, and all the birds were filled with their flesh.